What is going on in Burundi today continues to be a cause of concern for those who consider the situation of the population of Burundi. The elections did not solve the problems. In fact, they even complicated further the political crisis in Burundi. Therefore, I think it is important for all the actors in Burundi, both from the government side, from the opposition side, from civil society, all the stakeholders, to raise their consciousness about the seriousness of the situation in Burundi. The country is drifting into chaos. So they have to take their responsibility to refrain and to come back for dialogue, for consensus. This is what the African Union has called for, and this is what the United Nations is supporting. Without dialogue, without consensus about the crisis, all the issues at stake, I don't see any positive future for Burundi. This is why, for me, it is really high time that we come back to the negotiating table.
Do you think that a dialogue is still possible amongst the parties? And if so, what would be your role?
There is no alternative to dialogue, to consensus, to national reconciliation. The Burundian people have paid a high price. After 20 years of civil war, the Arusha Accord have paved the way for solving the problem. Unfortunately, we are back almost to square number one. And it is important that the Burundian stakeholders themselves realize that there is no other way than sitting around the table and find solution to their problems. With the help of the regional organization, with the help of the African Union, who is ready, and of course, with the help of the United Nations. When you look at the situation today as it is, almost 160,000 people are outside as refugees in Tanzania, in Rwanda, to a lesser extent in DRC, which is a heavy burden for those countries where the refugees are today. But also, it's very serious for the country itself. The economy is totally down. The degree of hatred among the stakeholders is such that if the country continues this, it will go down the drain. So it is up to their responsibility to halt this dynamic of hatred and come back to national reconciliation. This is why Burundi, as a member of the ECAS community, that is the Central African States community, is of concern for us. Me, as a special representative of the Secretary General of the United Nations for Central Africa, we are interested in this inter-Burundian dialogue, because the crisis, if it lingers on, it will have impact for the sub-region and even beyond.